This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. As a pastor for more than 30 years, I've been with people in those most horrible moments of life when families have been torn apart in tragedy and deaths and in grief, and that grief begins in those moments of loss. To tell you the truth, I'm more concerned about people who placidly glide through the shock than those who actually break down and cry out in agony. That's because sometimes, though not always, but sometimes no outward visible reaction is indicative of denial. And of course, we have to understand sometimes people show their emotions in private after everyone's gone. I get that. In fact, my deepest moments of mourning in the trials and tragedies of my life have been away from everyone, like driving alone in the car. Well, whether it's alone or with people you know and trust, or whether you break down in the grocery store or mall and just can't help it, you cry out. That crying out is important. It's even healthy, especially when it's directed towards God. The Bible tells about people who did that, cried out to Him. We read that particularly in the book of Psalms. There is some pressing need, some tragedy has happened, pressure upon a person, and there's this vocal crying out to God. For instance, in Psalm 3, verse 4, a Psalm of David, we read these words, "I cried out to the Lord, and He answered me from His holy mountain." What I like about that verse is really the second part of it. It's an assurance to me that when we cry out to God, He hears. He may not take away the pain. Usually He doesn't, but He is there. When God answers, that is when He hears as we are promised that He does, we are helped. For we are in His presence, and in Him there is always great comfort. Crying out comes from deep within. It's a pain that you have trouble describing. When a child is taken, when someone you've known for years suddenly dies, when you're left alone, when your finances have fallen in and you honestly don't know how you're going to pay the next bill. Well, you fall on your knees and you cry out. You may not even do it physically, but there is this welling up inside you, this desire for God to hear. Here's the thing. You aren't going to be very articulate in that moment, but that doesn't matter. God is there, and that is what matters. Listen to Romans 8:26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Beautiful verse. Be encouraged. When you are so weak that you can't even cry, when you are sick with grief, when you are doubled over and can't get up because of your pain, when that person you thought was your best friend has betrayed you, remember, the Spirit of God is praying for you, not against you. That's what that scripture said, and it says it in Romans 8:31 as well. It makes it clear. If God is for us, Paul said, who is against us? He actually repeats that phrase for us from verse 26. The Spirit of God intercedes for us, not against us. So be encouraged that as you cling to Christ in your pain, the Spirit of God is for you and not against you. Cry out and know you're heard. Cry out and know that the Spirit is crying out through you. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God called you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.